Please be advised, this series contains harsh language and references to potentially triggering material, including mention of suicide, self-harm, abuse of both drugs and alcohol, and deep discussions on religion. Listener discretion is advised. Last time on Obligo del Diablo, we found 13 in an asylum that was far more comfortable than we expected. Val maintained distance, but let everyone pet the dog. Jamie attempted to flirt over a partially hidden gun. Oliver made some connections and stepped on some toes. And Murph faced some ghosts and put a spell on 13. We rejoin our party for a conversation between Murph and Oliver. Oliver, pardon my French, but 13, that son of a bitch.
What did he do?
He had the real. This might make you angry, forewarning. He had the real gems.
Oliver is just like holding the cigarette, kind of looking like bemused at the whatever is going on in the distance. And then he hears that and he just drops the cigarette. Oh, you kid? No.
You should that clean can't that be up. True. That's littering.
Reaches down and picks it up and like drags on it furiously.
Yes. No, yes, it is. No. I have them. I have them now.
We need to check with Jamie. Jamie knows about rocks. She wouldn't have made that mistake. She told us those were the real ones. They can't be two real ones.
Oliver.
If I gave Tina fakes, I'm so
Oliver!
What?
Tell me I'm a good criminal.
Well, I mean, you're an excellent criminal. Where's your bandana?
Oh, that's a good point.
Note, you did not give Tina anything. As per the terms of your arrangement, you keep all of them when you win.
Oh, shoot. For some reason, I thought we were, like, giving her them, and then she was giving us, like, a bunch of money. Never mind. Okay.
Yeah, no, she lost the money in a gamble. It was a double or nothing bet.
Right, so we now have fakes and real ones. Okay. Never mind. I take that back. I'm okay. I forgot what the terms of the agreement were. Oliver now has time magic, and he smiles bemused at you, and he says, "You're the best criminal around, but now we have two of each, good fakes and the real ones."
Yes, we do. This is a victory. This is a victory for all of us.
He pulls a bandana out of his pocket.
Oh, by the way, she did, of course, photograph them before handing them back.
According, I assume that Oliver would assume that, like, telling from a photograph whether things are good fakes or real ones would be almost impossible.
Have no idea.
His assumption.
That is your wild guess.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if they'll get mad at us, but you should definitely put this bandana on, and we should find a 10-gallon hat,
because
you're a bandit.
Yes, I am a bandit. Ah, I knew it. I knew it the whole time. I called it. I knew that those ones were fake and that the real ones, we didn't get them, but now we have them, Oliver. I look like crazed.
Well, I'm pleased as punch. How'd you talk with 13 go?
Oh, he has a girlfriend.
That really? Well, that's good. Oh, you know who else is about to have a girlfriend?
Huh?
Ilian over there. I just sent him over to make a pass at Jamie because Jamie was smitten earlier. See how it goes.
Let's be honest, Jamie's way out of his league. Anyway, now we have them. And we won. And oh, by the way, so 13. Yeah, he has a girlfriend now. That's great. She's probably trying to commit suicide by being near him. Terrible. He believes that he did it. He now knows that the cops don't believe that he did it, but I think that I was able to do something kind of like how you do when you talk to people, and I convinced him to stay here.
Here? Well, I suppose this is probably where he will do the least harm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. I am a little bit worried. He gave me quite the conspiratorial look when we came in, like he suspected something was awry. I'm still trying to figure out what that might be. I think I might take a look around, talk to some of the the staff and the inmates. I mean, the patients.
Wait. I should also tell you. We know that Mammon hired 13 to come out here, and he definitely came, like, had him come out here to just, you know, be himself, as in clearly wreck the other team. And you should also know 13 found out that he was going to be stealing from, you know, well, us and whatnot. So, like, he felt bad about it, and I felt like you should know that.
Really? He probably really knew about me. He probably didn't even know about you. I don't think he liked me that much.
Well, I mean, I don't see why you would think that when everybody just likes you.
Oliver, like, smiles patronizingly.
Don't give me that look. People like you.
You tend to see the best in people. Now, I was wondering if you might be able to ask just kind of nicely at the front just some questions about how they run the place and what their mission statement is, like things like that. See if you can get to somebody in management. I'm going to fish around the front. As long as I'm just very suspicious. I don't think that 13 would get a feeling like that and not be true.
Do you think it is because of the fact that he's, like, in an asylum and, you know, that can carry its own weight? Or the fact that he's just, like, still being surrounded by people from Ombligo del Diablo?
Well, that in itself is suspicious. I feel like it's very strange that we've run into so many people from Ombligo del Diablo.
We got Mr. Suarez Jr. over there, and that's weird.
Oh, yes. You should also know that Gracie is from Ombligo del Diablo.
Oh.
I met her on the way out, and we had a nice chat. She seemed to be a little sour on the town, however.
I can't imagine why anybody would be sour about that. Just, it's a desert town. I can't pretend like it's an oasis.
For everyone.
A lot of terrible things have happened there. Maybe less terrible things will be happening now.
Indeed. If you wouldn't mind, again, like I said, I'm going to look around, see if there's anything I can fish up from these fellas. And that isn't malarkey. But if you could go grab Valerie over there, she seems mighty uncomfortable. And see if you can get her something to do. Take her mind off of all this.
Yeah. I kind of feel like perhaps I might recognize a little bit of that uncomfortableness. Asylums, FYI, make me deeply uncomfortable.
For some reason, I feel perfectly comfortable here.
Somehow, that doesn't surprise me.
All these people believe their truth, and that makes me almost trust them more than, you know, folks you find outside.
Because they're also really good liars to themselves?
Oh, no, they don't lie to themselves. They believe it 100%. They have seen their truth, and they preach it, usually.
Just because you believe a lie to yourself does not make it an absolute truth.
Oh, no. Truth, of course, is a subjective thing. I'm not quite sure there is an absolute truth, but if you ever find it, you tell me.
I will keep my eye out, and I will go get Val.
A wink, and I want to do my read the room ritual and just walk around and, like, talk and listen to random patients and orderlies and whatnot with the, like, intent of what the hell is going on here.
If the group meets back up, you guys might be able to share some information and put together some pieces of a few puzzles, but what is the question that you are asking? It'll be a bit higher difficulty because you don't know half of the things that are known to be going on.
True. Basically, what I'm asking is... Oh, shoot. I mean, all of these can be answered as, like, patients, and that's why I want to ask orderlies, too, is, like, is this just a asylum, or is it something else as well?
Okay. Give me a roll. That will be your manipulation investigation.
I'm not very good at this.
How can you not be very good at a manipulation roll?
Investigation is not good.
Oh.
I got a one success, and I gain a paradox.
Excellent. You do hear a number of people talking about the powers given to them either by God or the devil or the aliens. There seems to be a large proportion of the patients here that are sincerely convinced that they are either blessed or cursed by some sort of supernatural forces.
Right, I anticipated that. Did I get anything from the orderlies?
Only an excess of caution, more than would perhaps be necessary for an unarmed rubber room population.
Okay. Yeah, all right, so I'm just heightened suspicion.
Yeah, okay. And then Murph is talking to Val, I think?
Yes, indeed.
I text Val that I found something interesting and that we should meet back at the truck.
Yeah, Val's going to ignore the text for a second. Not look at it. Not look at her phone that buzzed. Because she's keeping an eye on this ear dude who's obviously suspicious. Doesn't even notice that Murph comes up.
Hey, Val, you're kind of staring off into space.
Does that guy look like he's doing anything suspicious to you over there?
That guy? I feel like this is a hard place to judge a book by its cover.
Looking over there, it would appear that his hands are covered in flakes of soap.
Well, weird. Did you want to talk to him?
Not exactly. How did your talk with 13 go?
It went so well, Val.
You feeling better?
Significantly. Still not going to sleep for a couple days, but guess what?
What?
He had the real gems.
Val just looks tired. just look tired. Like, yeah, fucking course. That's what happens.
I know. I agree. But he had them. Now I have them. So now we have, like Oliver said, really good fake ones and really real ones and a bunch of money.
Great. Now we know we have to ditch two sets of stolen gems.
I don't know about ditch, maybe sell?
That is a horrible idea.
What? You mean us selling valuable items has gone poorly in the past?
That tired look turns withering.
Yeah. Look, I know. These places creep you out too?
Yeah, I'm not fond of... Look, I just don't like psychiatrists, you know, not into people telling me what I'm thinking. So, are we good here? Can we get on the road?
I had a request to go, talk to management, I think.
Why? From whom?
I get bored back at the car and decide to put the bullets in the spirit search machine.
Okay. Give me a intelligence investigation roll. All right. You are fairly certain from the scratchy recording that these bullets were placed into this gun in Reno. And you think that the person that loaded the gun was Samuel, then handed the box to a woman that you don't know, who later buried him there.
Awesome. I text Val, come skip stones with me at the pond.
Do you mean the duck pond, or are you going to the lake?
Probably the duck pond, because it's closer.
You're heading back inside the asylum? You have to get let in, but yeah.
You've still got your glow-in-the-dark stamp.
Just buzz again, and they will let you in.
Is there any way we can, like, converge? Because I was going to, like, head back inside. Maybe I see Jamie?
All of you guys are outside right now, and you can all see each other.
Perfect. I flap my hands to hand signal everybody and try to do like the, the glow stick things that the people at the airports do and try to like flag them to my direction.
I put my arms out like I'm an airplane and jog a little bit and then like laugh and wave my hand.
Bring it in. Bring it in.
Okie doke.
So everybody, I've told two of you, but Jamie, guess what?
What's that?
13 had the real gems.
I looked at the other ones. They were real. Maybe he had some more real ones.
But he had the real ones. The ones we were trying to get.
Let me see.
Okay. I pass over the box, obviously.
Give me your intelligence science roll.
Okie doke.
So, Jamie, anything interesting happened on your walkabout?
All sorts of interesting stuff. I'll tell you about it just as soon as I'm done looking at these gems here.
Right, focus.
These are pretty good fakes.
Cool.
So, if he swapped them, he forgot that he did. Or someone else swapped them, or someone swapped them back.
These are pretty good fakes.
I look at Jamie with my big puppy dog eyes.
I start explaining how to tell the difference and like show her the jeweler's loop.
But this was a victory.
Oh, it is. These are very good fakes. That's what you just said. Now we've got two pair, and also bonus, that picture that Tina took of the other ones are real.
Mm-hmm. I just take off the bandana and hand it back.
Hey, if you stole 100 million in counterfeit bills, you're still a bandit.
Yeah, it's just not as satisfying.
I know, you'll get the next one.
What's wrong, Murph? I don't get it.
I thought that the gems that 13 had were the real ones, and the ones that we had were the fake ones. So I thought that I just figured out a puzzle, and I felt real good about it.
Well, thinking about it further, you did figure out a puzzle. Now we know that we've made at least two enemies back in Reno, because the lady who was in competition with us, they'll actually know it's missing. Whereas we thought they had a fake to cover our tracks. They don't have a fake. We have the fake. So it's...
Oliver slaps his head.
What does that say? Forewarning is...
Hindsight 2020? I don't know.
I don't know either.
That's not quite right. Also, 13 has a girlfriend. So there's that. Her name is Suzanne. She's trying to commit suicide by osmosis.
Isn't that what all relationships are?
Oh my God, Jamie.
That was a joke, right?
That was shockingly grim, Jamie.
I guess it was. Anyway, on a more cheery note.
Oh, you go first.
Here, come close. It's a secret.
Lean in.
There's a file and a gun buried over there at the edge of the fence.
Ha no.
I unloaded it.
No.
And
no.
And I know who put the bullets in the gun and who loaded it.
I don't care. Who? I do not care. We should go. We came here. We got done what we needed to do, and we should leave.
Val.
Samuel Mammon.
Val.
Oh my fuck! Yeah, we should absolutely leave. Definitely.
He's probably in Reno, or at least he was whenever he gave the box to the person to put there.
Remember what happened last time we dealt with that dude? No.
Right? That guy's total garbage.
Why would he? Why did he need a gun there, though? Who's gonna get shot?
I imagine somebody he wants to break out of here.
Yeah, none of our business. None of our business. Yeah. So we good, or...
I was ready to go before we got here. I'm still ready to go.
But, wait. Do you think, Oliver, that the gun is for 13, or it's for 13?
My guess, considering this Mammon fella sacrifice so much to Spring 13, is that he's using him as sort of a bad luck charm for people he doesn't like. Just puts him in and things go badly wherever he wants it to. I would assume that he wouldn't want him in here unless he wants someone dead here as well. But he'd want his asset out eventually. So it was probably just set up for later, for 13 to escape when needed.
Some sort of executive level, next level minion placement stuff. Huh. That's crazy.
I mean, that's what I would do.
I just convinced 13 to stay here, though, because it was safe.
Good.
Your conniving is so impressive, Oliver. How do people get like that?
They stop being people. So, practice. Yeah. Not, gun there. As Murph said, you convinced him to stay, which is good. He should stay here if he's safe and good and we are all good. We should go.
Should we tell somebody about the gun, maybe?
I think you should tell 13.
Yeah, that was...
Because the worst thing that could happen is that Mammon tries to get him to go out, leans on in him a little bit. Doesn't matter if you're his best friend and he wants to do what's right by you. He might have to. And if he goes out there and finds his gun unloaded, ends up getting caught one more time, causing all sorts of extra ruckus. Better he know that it's a bad idea.
Yeah, okay. I will double back and head to tell 13. I know everybody else is itching.
Okay. 13 looks about half asleep with his head in Suzanne's lap. There's a boat sort of drifting by on the lake, and he's lazily staring at it.
Hi, I am so sorry to interrupt you. I just need to tell him one more thing, and then I will be out of both of your hair, I promise.
What do you need?
I need to borrow you for 30 seconds.
All right, hold on. He stands up. What can I help you with?
I want to maneuver him out of earshot of Suzanne.
Okay.
Hey, do you, answer me honestly, do you know anything about a gun hidden here?
He looks and looks confused for a second, and he says, no, I did not know about that.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was afraid of.
Is there one?
Yeah, there is a gun that is hidden, and it's been emptied now, but Jamie could tell that it was loaded by Mammon. I'm a little afraid that either it is for you or it was for you, if you get what I'm saying.
I don't think it would have gone through all this trouble to get me here just to kill me.
You know what? I don't think so either, but if somebody attempted to kill you, that would probably kill them, wouldn't it?
He kind of chuckles a little bit and says, I don't know. I could see all sorts of ways it could go bad.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I just wanted you to know about it. Like I said, it's empty now, but he hit a gun and he gave it to somebody to hide. So either maybe that was like for your next job, I don't know. But at least you know about it now, right?
Maybe that's what Bradley was raving about.
Who's Bradley?
Points over at the bald guy.
Okay. You know that guy?
Not really. He's just saying he has big plans for this evening.
Oh my god.
Kind of rambles a bit.
Jesus. I guess I will just have to go take care of that next.
I mean, you got the bullets. Doesn't seem like much harm you could do with an empty gun.
Well, that's not strictly true. You could definitely bludgeon somebody to death with a gun if you really tried.
Bradley could.
Yeah, Bradley gave me that vibe. God, you're really, really hard to jump in front of bullets for, you know?
I really wouldn't recommend it. That's, not really your job.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm the most bulletproof out of all of us.
He says, I'm still here.
Yes, you are, and that is some minor miracle.
From somebody. I'm gonna go watch the boats and see if they get us all murdered tonight.
Yeah, morbid thought. Hey, be safe, please.
I'm not going anywhere.
That you aren't. And I march over to Bradley.
Okay. The bald guy is picking at his scalp and clutching something in his hand. He is covered in soap shavings.
Can I see what he's holding?
He is covering it with his hands. You cannot see it.
Great. Hi, Bradley?
Who wants to know?
Murph.
Well, why do you wish to know if my name is Bradley?
Curiosity?
Curiosity can bring all sorts of trouble.
Yes. Yes, it sure can.
Well, perhaps I will continue this conversation on a purely theoretical note. If my name is, in fact, Bradley, of what significance would that be to you?
Look, I already know your name is Bradley. It was pointed out to me.
Ah, very well. If my name is Bradley, then we will continue this theoretical contingency. And
oh my god.
So, theoretical Murph, what news do you have for theoretical Bradley?
What's your deal, man?
The deal? I've made no deal with you.
You, what's your deal, huh?
Well, I have been consigned to a mental ward for the crime of being perhaps the only sane man I've met.
And how do you figure that?
Well, how do you figure that you are sane?
I don't. I've never assumed that I'm sane.
Ah, well, there you go. One more for the crazies.
Uh-huh. What are you holding?
I am holding nothing more than a minor object of power. It has a sort of everyday magic that some can rely on and some can only dream of. It is the way our world works. Some have power through what they possess, and others are left without. And this is power that I have made for myself.
So I, like, initiated the conversation thinking this guy was, like, completely nuts, but my curiosity has now piqued. What, you made your own power?
Indeed, I have. And I will not share it with you, because then you might steal it from me. And that, although I am not a man who is opposed to sharing his gifts with the world, it is not time for that yet.
When will it be time?
I don't know if I trust you enough yet to just give you the secrets of the universe.
How about this? Let me do a magic trick for you.
Very well. If you impress me enough with your personal power, then I will see you as a peer and equal, and perhaps I will be willing to trade my knowledge for yours.
Okay. Okay. Is a card trick enough, or do you need more impressive power than that?
Is this a card trick? That seems a bit paltry.
It does. Do you have any
that speaks closer to the arcane heart of the world?
I can make stuff just happen, if you'd like.
I suppose the difficulty with that would be proving that one had made it happen, and simply not a coincidence of the earth. What will you make happen?
And I survey my surroundings for something that I could affect.
There is a few people eating lunch. There's two people playing chess. Someone is playing solitaire. And Elian is sitting by himself drinking tea, eating cookies.
Okay, that guy, and I point to the guy on the left of the chess game. That guy is about to lose. That guy is about to lose his hand of solitaire. That guy, well, nothing's really going to happen to that guy. Ready, go.
Give me an improvised magic roll.
Absolutely.
Just composure, resolve, and gain a paradox.
Four successes.
So, the guy is playing chess, the one that you said was just about to lose the game. Maneuvers a couple more pieces, and then he jumps up and starts shouting excitedly at the other man about supposedly trumpeting his victory. While he is doing so, he trips and puts his hand backwards to try and steady himself. His hand lands directly on his king, knocking it over. The guy that was playing solitaire starts looking at this, and the two men are becoming excited by the flustering that is happening with their game. And the man playing solitaire looks scared, and he hides behind his knees, knocking over the table and spilling the cards all over the ground.
And I just bow.
Says, I see, but is that what you intended to happen, or is that what you meant by this man would win and this man would lose? I suppose it is interesting that it would happen in such an unusual fashion.
What can I say? I'm pretty magical.
Fine. If you tell me a secret, then I will tell you one as well. I will show you what power I have in my hand.
Sure. Let's see. I have plenty of secrets.
Oh? Are any of them of the arcane nature?
Oh, certainly. One time, I blasted a memory straight out of this guy's head.
You made him forget things?
Straight out of there.
But what about the secrets of the universe?
You asked for something that was magical, that I did?
No, I mean truth. The deeper truths.
I feel like I'm sharing more with you than I'm going to get, but I saved my friend over there from jumping into utter nothingness. There is a man back home that has a closet just filled with nothing.
A man with an empty closet?
Not an empty closet. I mean literally nothingness.
Fine. I will show you my object of power. But you must tell me, where is this closet to nothingness? Come into my full reign. I must know of this place.
It is at the end of the road in a little town called Ombligo del Diablo.
I suspect you may have made that town up, but I will honor my part of the bargain. And he shows you what's in his hand. It looks to be a small bar of soap that has been carved into the shape of a key.
Yeah, I suspected it was a soap sculpture. And what is that the key to?
It opens doors.
Well, yes, as most keys do.
Yes, and this will open the right doors. That is the power that I speak of. The doors that some may go through and others may not. And now I have that power, and I gave it to myself.
So you made a skeleton key?
A soap key, so to speak.
Well, yes, but...
I had no skeletons about.
Okay, show me.
It is not time yet. The
what
magic...
It was time.
It is not. I know the allotted time. The appointed time. The hour must come.
And the hour will come. And yes. You're going to open a door. And then...
First I will regain my freedom. And then I will regain my kingdom.
Kingdom.
And shall cover all that the eye sees.
So you're going to rule everywhere.
Including your heart.
I mean, quite a bold claim.
I'm a bold man.
I'm elusive. What can I say?
Well, we shall see.
Okay. Do you know anything about a file?
Of course they keep a file on me. They are very interested in my activity.
I mean,
an
actual, file, that you could use to file, a bar.
He looks very agitated, and he says, I know of no such thing.
Is he telling the truth?
He is a very bad liar. He seems to be way too excited to have not known what that was about.
All right. Well, have fun with your soap key, I suppose.
He nods. He goes back to hiding it.
And I walk away.
Okay.
He's fine. He's vanilla crazy.
Okay. So we let the staff know about the file and the gun and leave?
Correct. And then they'll ask us how we knew about the file and the gun.
Good observation. So we just... Okay. All right. Okay. I feel like I've been here too long if I'm suggesting this. Jamie, where was that box?
I described where it was.
Maybe we just redig it out and toss it further away. No harm, no foul. We get out of here. Nobody escapes.
Except that throwing your problems further away doesn't erase them.
It's not our problem. And in fact, I think I'm suggesting something very out of my realm of feeling like it's my problem. So this way, just a suggestion. Or we could leave it. I'm fine leaving it. Not our business.
I felt like I did what I needed to do.
So the way I see it, right? It doesn't have bullets in it now, which is good. There's still a file there for some reason. It was planted by Mammon, though, so we are kind of potentially betraying him a little bit. And it feels weird to just leave a gun buried out there. I don't know. It doesn't sit well with me. Oliver, what do you think?
I think we're going down the wrong path here. One loony escaping the bin is no biggie. Or at least off our backs. Especially if we've deprived him of the ability to kill indiscriminately. But I am worried about this place, especially due to the fact that 13 gave me this very disturbing look. And also, have you noticed that the orderlies are especially on top of things? Like, they expect something to go wrong. They're real jumpy. I almost want to leave just to get away from it, but my curiosity is piqued. Piqued, I say.
Okay, you ever heard the one about the curiosity and the cat?
Oh, no, I have. I think we should either leave right now or really dedicate ourselves to figuring out what's wrong. Because have you ever seen a puzzle that's so interesting you just simply must solve it?
Like a jigsaw puzzle?
Yes, like one of those, except with very sharp edges.
Val goes immediately silent because... Yeah, scientist.
Right? Everything feels like that.
Well, this whole place reeks of something wrong, but I feel like if we reach in too far, we're going to get ourselves in a trap.
Well, what do we want to get rid of?
Oh, we get rid of the whole huddle, thing? Get in.
Ooh, huddle, huddle.
Get rid of the whole thing? Get rid of just the gun? Leave it alone.
I vote leave it alone.
I'm in the leave it alone camp, too.
Val holds up both her hand and Rex's paw on the leave it alone vote.
Oh.
Well, I am clearly outvoted.
I feel like we would be exposing ourselves to unnecessary danger if we were to continue to dig around in the outskirts of this facility and It may even seem like we are the ones hiding the gun. We don't want to get into this if we're not going to go away all in.
Not that this huddle isn't suspicious looking at all, but hey, at least we are learning.
Just being here is, dangerous.
Well, I mean, if you guys want to leave it alone, we can leave it alone. I don't know. It just doesn't make me, really comfortable, I guess, leaving it out here. But if you took the bullets, should be fine.
Okie doke.
All right. So you guys are headed back to the car?
Indeed.
Having achieved what it was you needed from this loony bin?
Yep. As they're walking, Val actually checks her text messages and go, sorry, Jamie, we're dealing with something.
That's okay. No big deal.
And you guys get to the car.
As we're heading out, everybody piles into the car. I stay back, press the button for the intercom.
Facing it or facing away from it?
I mean, I guess facing it.
Okay. All right. And the voice comes on and says, hello?
Hi. You should probably check this one spot. Near the fence, there's a hole, there's a gap there, and there's a hole, and there's something bad in there. Okay, bye! And they run away.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Now, the question is whether they will ever figure out what the fuck that was all about.
Yep.
That is now firmly placed in not our problem land.
Yep. So where do you guys head?
Back through Reno if we can.
Of course you can. It's only an hour away.
Fellas, I just have one little thing I want to get a hold of before we pass through.
I just find it necessary to point out that you keep calling this group of people fellas, and none of us are dudes, but carry on.
You're forgetting about, what do you call him? Rox? What's the dog's name? Rex. What about Rex?
You forgot Rex is a girl also. Name.
Oh, I can't tell the difference. Sorry about that. Ladies. Would it be okay if
nope, that's worse. No, please go back to fellas.
I figured that would be the case. I just want to stop by per request of our albino friend.
Okay, what was his request?
Oh, he just wanted me to pass along a little note and a message to his beloved.
Oh, who is it?
Oliver opens his mouth and then closes his mouth and says, do y'all feel like you can keep a secret?
I'm very good at secrets.
Jamie?
Of course I can keep a secret.
Valerie?
Do I look like I care?
Well, no. Rex, and I woozle Rex's head, even though she looks sad. Oliver cannot tell. Well, I must tell you that that gentleman is, of course, the foreman's son. I believe that something must have gone terribly wrong with their relationship, but for some reason they were living in Reno. They don't like each other very much, and apparently there were a couple of murder attempts and or suicide. But it seems that Gracie has been continuing to meet with him and perhaps continuing to try to kill him.
Guys?
My plan is simply to say...
What? That's wild.
It seems like something rather calamitous happened between them. I was not unable to get that information out of him while still maintaining civility.
Guys?
Yeah, it was a bit of a drama. I was not expecting such a thing from this fine establishment, running into some fellow townsfolk from Umblingo del Diablo, nor to have them have such a colorful story. I really wonder what happened.
I'm pretty sure it's a curse at this point, because...
Oh, I'm sure. But he held up his part of the bargain, and I said I would go and pass his words on to Gracie.
Guys.
Yes, Smurf.
What if the gun wasn't for 13? What if it was for her? Because she's from back home, too, and there's every chance that she knows Mr. Mammon.
Oh, I didn't think of that. But she would be giving him the gun. With which to off himself, I would believe, if I read the situation appropriately.
Or to help him escape? I don't know. I don't understand people.
I didn't quite get that vibe off of them, but I have been known to be wrong before.
Rarely. You're right most of the time.
Well, thank you.
Can we, and this is a crazy thought, can we not be involved in attempted murder for one night?
We were just involved in foiling one. I think that's great.
That sounds good to me, but I don't know how to avoid these things besides not going to random lunatic asylums.
Could we all just agree to stop calling them lunatic asylums or crazies or loonies?
I don't know what we're supposed to call them.
They're mentally people. Ill. Yes, they are mentally ill people.
Mentally ill people.
So that is, if we're doing voting again, I vote we don't get involved in the attempted murder. We did get rid of the bullets. So I say good karma for the day.
Yeah, let's go throw those in the lake, by the way.
Sounds about right. I'll pull over here.
What kind of bullets are they, out of curiosity?
These are 44 Magnum rounds.
Hmm. Okay.
Great big old bullets for that big, scary looking gun.
I think if they were leaving that care package for somebody, it definitely was for somebody to escape. I mean, you wouldn't bother leaving a file for somebody if you're just trying to help them off themselves, right?
That's what I figured. When I heard there was a file in there, I figured it must be for an escape attempt. But shall we leave this behind ourselves? I believe we've done a good deed. Let's head back.
Yeah, it was, I don't know, it was just a thought.
All right.
Unless you guys want to go mining. I know a mine.
Last time we went mining didn't go so well.
I don't know about you, Jamie, but I could go another month without going underground and feel just fine.
Okie doke, I guess we're heading back to Reno.
All right. The hour drive passes and you are arriving there just about evening. Around 7. Sun's going low in the sky, but it hasn't set yet. You arrive at the Diamond Rain.
I really hope there aren't just a swarm of security guards that will come and get me.
Why would there be a swarm of security guards?
Oh, you didn't notice that I got paid in 12 cases of quarters?
Oh, yeah, good point.
Yeah, but
that's not something happy people do.
What happened, Oliver?
Oh, the normal thing where...
Got it.
Someone with a negative karma, he looks at Murph kind of questioningly, powers, ends up incidentally murdering two people, and that somehow lands on me.
So she didn't believe that you didn't murder anybody.
I know. Who would, even with proof?
Yeah, no, I can kind of get that. Okay, all right. Fine.
Anyway, you know I'm just going to call and see if she's there.
Okay, but I could just walk in, give the message, and get the fuck out.
I think she knows you're part of my crew. Please, be careful. I'll just ask her to come outside, and that I'd like to have a chat with her.
I feel like that is the wrong way to go about this, but...
Actually, fine. Just give her my number.
Okay.
I scribble it down on a piece of paper, and it's just like, Oliver, please give me a call.
Fine. Got it. Understood. And I take the number and I walk on in. Gracie at the desk.
Gracie is not at the desk. Gracie is at the bar.
Okay, yeah, Val is going to approach and sort of clear her throat. Gracie, right?
She turns around, gives you a warm smile, and she says, "Oh, hi, hon. How are you doing? You checked out this morning, right?"
Yeah, just had a...
I'm off duty right now. I can't really help your room stuff, but...
No, didn't need any of that. And she sort of hands over the slip of paper. Look, the guy we were with, Oliver, apparently has a message for you. Very important. Wants you to call. That's it.
What's this about, honey?
Look, if I could get him to tell me, I wouldn't have just given you his number. Would have just given you the message.
She says, wait here a second. Hold on. She pulls out her phone and... She calls the number. Puts it on speakerphone.
How are you today?
What you need, Oliver?
Well, I just wanted to make sure you were somewhat comfortable before I laid some unpleasant news on you.
I mean, where am I more comfortable than a bar?
Oh, excellent. Drink in hand. Is Valerie still there?
Before you say that, she pushes the little mute button and she says, No, she's not. It's just me. What do you want to tell me?
Val gets the message.
Well, I was... up checking on a personal friend of ours at a Shady Grove asylum. I somehow stumbled across your identity, and I just wanted you to know.
Is this blackmail?
No. Most certainly not. I just wanted you to know that I wish you had been a little bit more upfront with me. I understand why you weren't, but if you ever are in need of a place to stay or you ever want to get out of Reno, you've been nice to us.
So Val sees this and can't see it over the phone, but Gracie's face flushes red and she seems to be trembling with rage.
Val's gonna pull out her phone and text Oliver, stop.
Is that so? You'd want to help me out back home. Why would I want to take a trip back there?
No need to go back home. Just, I understand if you want to get away from family. But there are other places.
So, our mutual acquaintance, what did they say?
Oh, did they
have a name, perhaps?
Oh, I was personally going up to see a gentleman named 13, but our mutual acquaintance was named Alien. And I dare say something awful transpired between you, and that's all I know. I just wanted to offer you my support as you have been kind to us.
Who do you work for?
Well, currently...
Who the fuck do you work for?
Shoot. I guess technically I work for Mr. Suarez. I'm the town doctor nowadays.
Uh-huh. And then you just came back up here and you just walked into my hotel. And you went to have a conversation with my ex-husband after you worked for his father. Is that so?
I was actually quite surprised to run into him, and I understand that if you think it is an unlikely confluence of events, that's understandable.
Of course. Yeah.
I'm also telling the truth this whole time, so it's going real bad.
Wait, didn't that paradox flaw drop off?
Did that paradox flaw rub off, or is it...
It's just, rubbing it's off. Still there. It's still there a little bit. It's okay. On its fading out cycle. But,
Val texts with larger text. Stop.
Can't really see the text while he's talking, though.
Yes, he could.
I've got two technology now. I know that I can continue to talk while looking at my phone.
I can tell this is making you very uncomfortable. And
so, why would that be? I don't understand. Look, you tell those sons of fucking bitches I'm coming for them. And she hangs up.
Oh, my. I've stepped out of the car to have this conversation. The windows are still rolled down, so it's not like they can't hear me. And I'm like, I think that went very poorly.
I just hop out and open that classic box of cigarettes.
No. This is not one of those times. It's just an opportunity to be offer a hand of friendship was just sometimes people don't tend to trust me, especially when I can't see them face to face.
Right.
Anyway, we should get on the road.
On the other side of that line, 90-pound Gracie has thrown her phone directly at a cinder block wall, and it is shattered into a million pieces on the ground.
Val kind of holds her hands up in almost a supplication gesture. Yeah, he has that effect.
Says, I can't fucking believe my stepfather sent him here.
For what it's worth, none of us knew about that.
Yeah, I'm sure he didn't fucking tell you. The guy's a fucking snake.
Wait, but...
Fucking asshole.
No, for sure. Absolutely. 100%. Totally agree with you there. I still don't think he knew, because he's also an idiot.
He's not getting the money.
I'm not going to dive into that. I know better. He knows nothing about any money. So, look, it was 100%. As far as I'm aware, a coincidence.
She's just like, she seems to be not seeing straight. How could any fucking human being use his own fucking grandchild like this? And she storms out of the room.
Okay. All right. Yep. And Val is going to hurriedly walk out.
Just real quick before Val shows back up. Mm-hmm. I gotta say, not your smoothest move to send Val in there to give your number to another woman. I'm just saying.
Oh, I can tell you that the issue was not with me being misunderstood with any sort of odd implication. Well, maybe it was. Gosh. Well, that went poorly, and I could use a drink.
I just nod sagely. Yes.
Do you go to another bar?
Yes. Not this one.
Add another point of enemy.
I did. enemy Gracie. Does anyone else have enemy or is it just me?
What do you think?
I would like to steer the party towards a bar.
Belle's very tight-lipped about that.
All right. So, you guys get to the last little bar in Reno.
I heard about this place.
It has a bartender is a sandy-haired guy, tall with a big bushy mustache. And there's about five other people drinking at the random tables. It is cheap. That is its claim to fame.
Oliver is actually going to rush in there. Not like running, but like make his way ahead of people and order for everyone. Just like shots of whiskey first.
What is with you people? All of my fears. The second I state them, I'm here being alone. I'm leaving you. I am not going to drink anymore. Drinks for everybody.
I mean, to be fair, right. As far as we know, you did start drinking at like 8 a.m. the other day. So
it's true. I know. But it's just strange coincidence, huh?
So as just about every alcoholic swears off booze and makes it almost 24 hours.
All right.
Oh, no, Val is definitely going to push the whiskey away and order herself a water.
All right.
Oh, the moment you push away the whiskey, Oliver shoots it and then looks suspiciously at you after a second of, like, thought.
What? You gonna piss somebody else off tonight?
Probably. He's breathing.
Hey. Jamie, you are on fire tonight.
Holy shit!
I guess. Yeah.
But I'm not against it. I'm on a roll as well. What's wrong, Barry? Normally, you're a hard drinker. Something happened today? You okay? Actually, no. I'm not batting the best average today for helping people.
I'm fine. Thanks. Just not feeling like alcohol.
Fair do. You can talk when you're ready. Bartender, three more for me.
I always bat a good average with helping people. And I imagine I turn my little like stool over to face Val directly. What's wrong?
Nothing is wrong. Murph, what the hell is this?
That's a lie.
I drink my whiskey and then switch to sodas. This is usually my MO.
No one is suspicious of this.
She's also the driver, so it makes sense.
You've got many, many miles before you get to the parts of the road where there's no one to hit.
Does she get a free soda for being the DD?
Yes, with a little umbrella.
I make sure that happens. I'm like, you know this woman is the DD. I'm just like drunk.
Yeah.
It's got a little umbrella and only the mildest air of sarcasm around it.
Val?
What, Murph?
What's wrong?
Nothing. Like I said, just for some reason, looking forward to getting back home, mainly because Reno has been a shit show.
Cheers.
Amen.
Right? Total agreement.
I've never earned so much money and felt so bad about it.
Growing a conscience, Oliver?
I don't like it.
I felt worse about the mine accident than I felt about our adventure here in Reno myself, but made me fiddle. I don't like fiddling things.
Do you think things is good, though?
I'm pretty sure that's not true.
It's what makes you feel alive.
Nope. Solving things and finding new mysteries is what makes me feel alive.
But that still is causing a feeling. It's the feeling of discovery.
Right. I mean, happy, sad. Guilt, all of those are just, I don't know. I'd be happy if we just didn't have them.
But when you discover a new thing, doesn't that make you happy?
Definitely. But it's a pure joy. It's, I don't know, better than most things.
So therefore, it's okay sometimes to feel joy. And without sadness, those moments of joy wouldn't hold as much weight.
A little bit of not taking your own advice, Murph?
Excuse you?
Ooh, I guess she's got you there.
I'm just saying.
What exactly are you just saying?
I'm saying you need to cheer up a little.
Psh, I'm a ball of sunshine constantly.
Yeah.
Isn't that tiring?
Yes, extraordinarily. That's why I save all my sadness for when everybody's asleep.
That's worse than my strategy. Wow, we both have really bad strategies for dealing with how we feel. That makes me feel better somehow.
I know, terrible coping mechanism.
Have a hug, Murph.
A Jamie hug. I thought I'd never see the day.
Meanwhile, Val is staring at the bottle across from her on the bar.
Oh, yes. Like, her mouth feels dry.
When they're talking about inappropriate coping mechanisms.
Have you guys ever done acid?
I cannot confirm nor deny.
Murph.
Val.
Please deny.
Deny.
Is it really obvious that she's lying?
Yes.
Jesus.
There's no Val, fault in Val, experimenting.
Val sort of like almost, what's the word I'm looking for? Shoots back her water, realizes what she's doing, and instead takes a sip.
What? You asked me to That's deny, hilarious. So I denied.
Do I notice you do that? I don't. Do I have to roll for that, or do I just see that?
You see that.
I laugh uncontrollably. What?
Did you wink?
Yeah, Val also looks at Oliver like, did he wink?
No, I think that was honest laughter, and it was pretty funny.
You're gonna shoot the water, I saw. That was too funny.
Bartender, can I get 3 waters and chalk glasses, please?
The bartender just looks you dead in the eye and says, out. Pay your tab. Get the fuck out.
Wow, that didn't take long at all. We need to get out of here. Oliver, you're wow. Yeah.
Val kind of sighs with relief the moment she thinks that nobody is looking.
Does Oliver know why he's getting kicked out? Or is it just because we're being dumb, rambunctious in a very sober bar?
And ask him to shoot water?
I was going to pay for him.
Pay for your shots of water?
Yeah, just like give him a tip for it.
Also, what are you thinking right now?
Oliver is thinking, he's actually conspiring by himself. That's why he's being a little quiet right now. He thinks, just got to get her to go to sleep, get the rock on her, then I can find out what's wrong.
Oh my God.
And yeah, Val is just staring at Oliver wide-eyed, not sure whether to be enraged or concerned or both.
What are y'all looking at? What are y'all looking at?
We're looking at you.
The fuck, Oliver?
Why?
Bartender.
Get who to sleep?
Yes, bartender, we're leaving. And he like puts money on the table and walks away.
The bartender has already cleaned up your drinks and napkins.
Yeah, Val's going to follow out because it sounds like Oliver was going to try to roofie someone. And that's not okay.
And talking about it, too, which is even weirder.
Yeah.
Yeah, we only let Val roofie us.
Hey. Wasn't a roofie. Or wasn't an unintended roofie.
It was definitely a roofie. That was...
So as we awkwardly get in the car to head to the nearest motel or whatever.
I figured you guys were headed back.
Yeah, I thought that was the plan.
Okay, we're driving through the night. Basically, as we awkwardly drive away and there's silence for a couple minutes,
there's a lot.
I start talking right away.
Okay.
About
your thoughts.
Okay.
So that sounded very sinister, even for you, Oliver.
All right, it sounded... I'm still unclear as to how everybody is hearing my thoughts. Am I actually speaking? Do you see my lips moving?
All of you see his lips moving and hear his voice.
Good.
Oliver, you want to explain why you're trying to roofie someone?
I'm not. Okay. Murph, would you be amenable to me explaining your situation about what you told me earlier?
I'd prefer not, but I also recognize that they think that you're going to do terrible things, and I know that you aren't, so go ahead.
It is relevant. So... Murph explained that she was having some issues with sleeping. I believe, Valerie, you previously attempted to do something about that. I was discussing with Murph that I might be able to do something about her bad dreams as well.
Val's looking even more suspicious and about to swing.
Still not out of Creepsville, Oliver.
So, if you would all be more comfortable with this idea, you may be included as well. I know last time was not an entirely voluntary or intentional, frankly, on my part. But we could possibly support Murph in her dream. Find out exactly what sort of demons lie in wait.
So you want to try to share a dream on purpose with Murph?
So, just a forewarning, things get a little hairy.
No doubt. I'm somewhat steeled for unpleasantness. And to be frank, when you next slept, I was going to enter your dream without telling you. Try to make it less horrifying, somehow. Didn't really think it through. Well, was currently thinking it through, and then you heard about it, somehow.
I'd be happy to help, but, you know, usually ask people if you want to do something that weird.
I informed her of my plan previously.
Well, I asked if you had something that could either keep me awake or make me go to sleep, and you gave me something to keep me awake, so...
Well, I said, if you go to sleep, I have a way that you may not dream the dreams you're thinking of. And the other one was, if indeed you wanted to stay awake, you still have that pill there. It'll keep you awake for all day. I wouldn't recommend it. Side effects, you know.
Right.
Val is taking long, deep breaths to center herself just a bit.
If you guys are willing to help, though, I would appreciate the help.
Yes, Murph, I would like to help, but I want to point out, Oliver, how the fuck are you able to say the exact wrong thing anytime you speak? Like, even if you have the best of intentions, it comes out creepy.
I don't know, and I think it's something to do with why people can suddenly hear my thoughts.
I work for your ex-husband's dad.
My God, my entire life is fucked up.
That conversation, I actually kind of wanted to go horribly. Just for drama's sake.
Yes. Well, you succeeded. So, a long, long 5-hour drive back.
But I do have something I want to do before we hit the dead zone.
Okay.
Where technology stops working.
You mean right before it's at the little slushy gas station?
Like about 10 minutes or so before we hit the gas station.
Okay.
Val has a sort of ritual that she does anytime she leaves Ombligo del Diablo to go to the city to sell, like, the anti-venom or whatever.
Okay.
She opens up her phone, scrolls through the numbers, and dials her mentor's phone number. He's never picked up, but she does it anyways.
Okay. What is she hoping for?
At this point, it's more just a habit. Back before, you know, shortly after he left, anytime it happened, he was hoping he'd pick up so that she could figure out where the fuck he was and also get angry. But, you know.
This time you get... Sounds like a kid's voice. Hello?
Hello? Who is this?
Sandy? Who is this?
Okay, Sandy, my name is Val.
Hi, Val.
Hi. Are your parents home?
Yeah. Yeah, they go to bed at 9, though.
Sandy, can you tell me your last name?
Robertson?
Okay, I think
Hall.
I have...
Robertson Hall.
Okay, I think I might have the wrong number. Sorry for calling you so late.
I just got a new phone.
Did you? That's nice. Well, you go to bed, okay, Sandy?
Okay.
Okay. Goodbye.
Good night, Val. Hey.
Yes?
Are you going to call me tomorrow? You're the first person to call me on the phone.
I can only call people, like, once a month, so I'm sure plenty of people will call you.
Okay. Talk to you next month. And she hangs up.
Goodbye. Val's going to go very quiet, sort of stare at the phone, and delete the number.
Okay.
And I'm just over here playing a playlist of music because we have no signal in town. Something much less emotionally impactful.
Oh, and she's also going to very much feel like she needs a drink.
And you guys pull off the road onto the long dirt road that leads down to home. By the time you get there, it is like 2:30 in the morning.
How do y'all feel about a sleepover?
Can there just not be tea involved?
No. Everybody can go to sleep naturally without unnatural drugging involved. No panic.
Sleeping sounds good.
Natural, it's just lavender, but hey.
Oh,
I don't believe that for a second.
When you arrive, there is still music playing at the bar, even at 2:30 in the morning.
Is it a tune anybody recognizes?
It's something hoppy. I imagine that you would recognize it, but the dim lights are on and there's still people dancing and drinking.
It's a late night.
You guys want to stop in?
Not really.
No.
Yeah, neither.
Not by myself, I don't. Shall we?
Then you're heading off to the sanctuary?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
You get over to the sanctuary.
When people are getting inside, I basically want to pull out 4, like, weird tiny chips of tolmarine and hand them out to people. Sure. Say, just put this in your pocket, close to your chest if you can. It seems to work best.
What is this, a key to secret doors?
Sure. Yeah, exactly like that.
I check him over for soap.
It does not seem like Oliver has seen soap in a couple days, actually. He is in need of it.
Fair enough.
Basically, Oliver's like, now we should move these couches. I'm going to be right in the middle. Actually, no. Murph, lay down right here. Do you have any bedding or sleeping bags? Being comfy would be nice.
Why do I feel like I'm like the sacrifice in the middle of a summoning circle?
No, yeah, I just want to make sure
the thought I had.
We converge upon you. This is theory at the moment.
That does not make me feel less like a sacrifice in the middle of a summoning circle.
I think it's more like you're the tower that we are protecting.
Oh, like a tower defense game. Oh, I've played those.
Sure. I found one of those on my phone when I was outside. I was looking forward to playing it, but I think my phone's already dead.
I'm so proud of you.
All right. Jamie, you sleep there. Val, you take your pick of these last 2 spaces.
Fine. Sure. I'm just going to... You guys get comfy. I need to make sure that Rex is set up.
Rex is actually seeming excited for the first time you've seen in days, as there is so much space, and he seems to want to go walking around.
Yeah, like, that's an excuse.
Okay.
For Val to go into the kitchen and pour out all of her alcohol.
Okay. Takes a while. Sneak
a little chunk of tulmarine into the dog's collar. See if it works. I'm not sure.
Sure.
Dog dreams.
Oh my god.
Why does Oliver have the best horrible ideas? Let's mix up Murph's trauma with the dog's trauma.
They are very related traumas. This makes sense.
Point.
Like I said, it's the best worst ideas.
And we will start next session with dream sequence.
Aw, Vince, it's going to be cut out for a while then.
No, because
he's Oliver, still connected to me.
Oliver mind bonded with him right before he left.
It's like I planned this.
We didn't directly blow anybody up or kill anybody this episode, so you know, there's that.
That is a win.
That is a win. You guys are responsible. You guys are not responsible for any deaths. In fact, you may have saved a life.
Ooh.
Hooray! For once.
Go, Jamie, for snooping.
Mm-hmm. All right. XP time. So, 5 for everybody. And then, hopes and fears. Let's start at the bottom. Val.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting my hope to not drink a drop to come into play this episode. But I guess it was forced on me.
We drink every episode.
It's true.
Yes, but you know, as far as I was aware, we were just going to be in an asylum, which I would assume has no drinks. So.
That is true.
That came up. Also. Also, we didn't spring 13.
True.
Like that went unusually well.
All right. Yep. I'm expecting for that too.
And my fears did not come up. Thank goodness.
What were your fears?
My fears were for this particular session that we would have to leave very quickly because we fucked up, which we didn't.
Actually, you did.
Yeah.
It was not the place you thought you guys would fuck up.
Well, I was assuming that would be at the asylum. But
exactly.
Does it also count for not the asylum?
1 point for Oliver fucking up and you guys having to get out of there because you had now enraged everyone that happens to be within those casinos.
Hmm.
on different accounts.
Okay. Yes. All right.
Talent.
Cool.
That's I'll what that it. Is.
And last one was, these people that I care about are going to abandon me, whether intentionally or unintentionally. That did not come up.
Did not come up. Okay. So that's three for your hopes and fears. Jamie.
I got dragged dumb places. My fears came true.
There you go. 1 point for that.
That's about it. Other things are more long-term things.
Were they involved at all?
No, they didn't really come up.
Okay. Murph.
Yes, both my hope and fear came up and resolved themselves in this session.
What are they?
Hope was to deal with 13, and I feel he is dealt with. Fear was my party stopping me from dealing with 13, and they did not.
They did not, but they didn't try either.
Too supportive.
Yep. Two for the first one, one for the second.
All right.
Okay. And Oliver.
So my hope was that Murph can save some 13 somehow, and she came up to me and was like, yeah, I mind controlled him into staying here.
It wasn't so much a mind control as a luck curse, but still, yeah, but it does the same thing.
He doesn't know that.
He will just happen to only hitch rides with people that are going, hey, right back to Lake Tahoe.
Exactly. Weirdly enough, my other like long-term thing is my distasteful skills can be used for good. And Oliver is just like, I'm teaching you mind messery. And she's like, yes, I used mind messery to control him.
He's like, oh, yep.
Cool.
Okay.
My fears. We're going to put a bullet at him?
So hold on. The first one for your hopes, that's one for each.
Okay.
And then you did not put a bullet in him. Bullets did come up.
Yeah, we actively took bullets away from the area.
That's true. Okay, one for that.
Okay. And I'm going to say that my guidance protection is worse than nothing. May have rocked in a weird way with...
Two for that.
Yeah.
your guidance and protection has caused a hornet swarm of activity.
Mm-hmm.
You are even extending your guidance and protection protection to Dear Gracie.
Yeah, that didn't go so well. Just seems like I've made a lot of people mad. Partially at me.
I'm just curious as to how you thought that saying, I've been talking to your ex, and we think that we know what's best for you, how you thought that was going to go well.
Especially after finding out that she was trying to murder him.
Yeah. Yeah. I was hoping his advice would actually be good advice. It was not.
Well, no, his advice was that you tell her these things, but that you not say that he said them.
Mm-hmm.
Coming from someone else.
Yeah, that would have been better. Oops.
Also, why would the advice go to Ombligo del Diablo, where criminals and people who have nowhere else to go, and weird shit happens?
I was thinking more, I've come into money. Wherever you want to go, I'm down to hook you up.
Ombligo del Diablo is where the only family she has left is.
That is true.
Family.
It did not go well. That is what happened.
But it appears that she is headed back to Ombligo del Diablo.
Yeah, good times. I'm drumming up business for the doctor trade.
You'll have a fun time. Oh, let's do nods. Yes, we'll start from the top. Oliver.
Let me think. There's stuff that happened. I need to dig through my brain. Actually, I've got my nod. It's definitely Jamie with flirtation. Flirtation,
oh,
Jamie.
Oh, that was beautiful. All right.
It was very good.
I especially love the part where he comes over to wink at her and she thinks it's because she's hiding a gun. And the dirt flirt, brilliant. That was
quite nice.
Isn't that what they mean when they say talk dirty to me?
Ooh.
Oh, I almost want to take that XP back for that.
How much sanity damage do I take?
All of it.
Speaking of which, actually, did anybody do anything awful this session? Violate their moral codes? Or
Val didn't even use magic.
Yeah.
I'm convinced that there's a conspiracy going on at this place.
That is true, but that is not necessarily showing one crazy. So, no sanity damage this time around.
Slipping elf.
I know, right? Well, don't worry. It's a setup.
I know.
Murph.
Nods. Yes. My shout out was also going to be to the dirt flirt. I think that I'll actually go with probably Oliver's last interaction and just completely forgetting that he was told to tell her from a third-party perspective.
That's on James, not on Oliver.
This comes from your ex-husband, and by the way, I work for his father.
Yeah, and so it's a logical jump for her to be like, is this blackmail?
It was beautiful. All right, 1 XP for that. Matt?
Oh, definitely, Murph. Definitely, like, oh my god, I found the real gems. This is awesome. I knew it all along. That was the best.
Oh, the heartbreak. I thought I did it good.
And then Jamie being oblivious and just being like bursting the bubble without even like, you know.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I loved it. All of it was good.
Can I get an extra XP to let you in on the fact that I did an actual in real life victory dance?
Oh, no.
I was very proud of myself.
If it was mine to give you, I'd totally give you another one.
I will award that.
Yes.
if you make the GM unable to speak for laughter, that's worth something. All right, Sam.
Sam's gonna give it to Oliver for it. If I were 20 years younger, it's little flirt.
That was pretty cute.
Thank you. Also, I'm glad that Elf is starting to give out nods for himself, because that was something he did before that I enjoyed.
See, if I was going to give a nod for the session, I feel like it could not go anywhere but for the accidental blackmailing. That was too perfect. It was too perfect, and I thought it was beautiful. As there were many amazing moments, but that one I think was the winner.
If I was going to nod myself, it would be thinking that I'm going to a very suspicious roofie statement.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
I do very much. Actually, you know, 1 XP for that, because that is a going hard on one of your flaws.
Oh, yay.
And when you double down on a flaw and it fucks you good, that is definitely worth an XP.
Yes, thinking about
it. I just don't have any yet.
Well, how much paradox do you have?
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. I got 4.
Oh my god. Okay, just remember, the last 4 dice of every roll are paradox dice. And if 1s or 10s show up in them,
yep.
Point that out.
Amazingly, it's not the most paradox I've ever had.
Excellent.
And nothing happened then, and it bled off slowly.
Well, just remember it for every roll.
Yep. Fortunately, I gained the 4th paradox on the roll after the roll where the 4th die would have been a 1.
Okay. So I guess that's a wrap, guys.
Yay.
I hope you were amused.
I had a great time.
We did it.
Thanks, everybody.
Yep, yep, yep. Thank you. Can I also just say for myself that I am very proud of my, can we at least not do an attempted murder for one day?
Look, we don't do
I was very proud of coming up with that.
We don't do attempted murders. We do actual murders.
I mean, we attempt them and then fail, and then we get to them eventually.
Well, some of us fail at murder. Some of us do not.
That is true.
Oh, I have failed at a murder. Forgot about that.
I think we've all failed at a murder at this point.
Yeah, not someone convinced me not to murder.
Did Jamie fail at a murder? I think that when Jamie tried to kill someone, it actually was self-defense.
Yeah, it actually was self-defense.
It only became murder after the assailant ran away and was groveling on his knees and got shot in the back of the head.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like a true hero.
You are allowed to shoot someone that's trying to attack you, but if you successfully knock them out and then you shoot them in the head, it no longer counts. But
tomato.
Amen. So, all right. Wacky dream next session.
Wacky dream starts off the next session, and then we move on to the events that you have set into motion.
Beans.
Ooh, yay!
Take me down to the final decision, and the world will break apart. Whoa.
yes, James?
Thing on?
Okay, apparently it is.
All right, well.
Oh, never mind.
Fuck.
Shit. Okay, good. Back in.
Okay, James? Where the fuck did he go?
Calm your tits, y'all. I need to walk across the room.
Okay, all right.
I refuse.
If you let those tits go wild, I'm sorry. I should have never asked you to calm them.
They're just gone. They're all over the place. Oh, God.